vineyard. And God said, let there be trees and flowers and grass. And there was. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament. And there was a sun and a moon and stars for noon and night and for seasons and for times. And God said, let there be waters, and let it bring forth abundantly. And fish were born, and seas, and lakes, and streams. And God said, let there be birds in the heavens, and suddenly the fowl filled the air, according to the power and the authority of the word of God. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures. Amen. And every kind of creature appeared, from the aardvark to the zebra. They all filled the plains and the valleys and the mountainsides according to everything that God made. Hallelujah. And then God said, let us make man in our image. Hallelujah. And God formed that little mud ball and stooped down and put his celestial lips to his mouth and breathed the breath of life. His chest rose, and we've been breathing ever since. His heart started beating, and heart's been beating ever since. And I'm talking to you tonight about the power that's in the voice and in the word of the Lord. God hasn't finished speaking yet. Amen. He's still talking tonight. God's still some things that he wants to say. Amen. Adam and Eve knew him first as a voice. The Bible said there was a voice that walked with them in the cool of the day. Hallelujah. I don't suppose it was a visible form. They walked with the voice of the Lord. They walked with the word of God through the paradise. Just the word of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21 tells us a little bit about words. It said, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. We can help people live, or we can help people die with our words. I think we need to be careful what we say. I try never to own disease. What do you mean by that? I mean, I've heard people say, well, my arthritis is coming up today. I don't want to own a disease. I don't have that. I don't want to say my arthritis. Somebody said, my heart trouble's coming. I don't want to own a disease. Amen. So if I have to talk about it, I don't want to talk about it as claiming it, as owning it. Amen. It comes upon me, but I don't like it. And I'm not going to own it. And I'm not going to talk about it unless I have to. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's some things I just don't want to talk about. Amen. I don't want to encourage the devil today. You know what? He's not omniscient. The only time he knows you're hurting is if you tell him. The only time he knows you're discouraged is if you tell him. The only time he knows that you're getting ready to fall is if you tell him. The only time he knows you're ready to throw in the towel is if you tell him. Watch your voice. Watch what you say. Death and life are in the tongue. Amen. And then the Bible teaches us, amen, that there's a whole lot more in the tongue. James, I like James. He is a practical fella. James was not a romantic, down to earth. James lived where the rubber meets the road. James was the kind of guy that you didn't have to wonder what was on his mind. He had a way of telling you. Amen. Let's look at it. James chapter 3 verse 2. He said, for in many things we offend all. But if any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man, and also is able to bribe the whole body. He said, if you can take care of this little red devil behind these pearly white gates, you can take care of everything else. If you don't offend anybody with your words, then you can claim I'm perfect. Amen. But I don't know anybody that's done that yet. Amen. Hallelujah. I think all of us have to work on that tongue. Mine gets me in trouble every now and then. I don't like it. I have to work on it. Sometimes I bite it until it hurts. Don't say that. Amen. I'll tell you what, words don't taste near as good when you have to eat them. They may feel good when you're saying them, but when you got to eat them, they're bitter. Amen. I guess one of the ways you can do that is fix you some alphabet soup. And maybe that way you can eat your words. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth and they obey us. We turn their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listen. And so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. It don't take much fire to start a big fire. Woo! You can take a little match and burn thousands of acres. Doesn't take much fire to do a lot of damage. Doesn't take much of a tongue to do a lot of damage. It gets real quiet when we talk like this, but this is James. This is not John here. Verse 6, and the tongue is a fire. A world of iniquity. Boy, that's the truth, isn't it? I don't recommend that you listen, but if you listen to the radio, you can hear all kinds of iniquity coming from a tongue. Amen. It's amazing what people can say. You think that people have gotten to the bottom, but they haven't yet. You think you've heard it all, but you haven't yet. It's a world of iniquity, the Bible said. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature and that is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, of birds, of serpents, of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith we curse men, which are made in the similitude. Out of the mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be, that the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter. Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine, figs? So can no fountain yield both salt water and fresh. Amen. We got to be careful with this member, but you know what? Only your tongue can give God the glory that He so deserves. Your tongue can sing praises, and your tongue can utter worship that gains the very ear of the Almighty God and moves the heart and the hand of the Almighty God. That's in the power of your tongue. Your tongue has the power to change someone's day and someone's life. Your tongue has the power to encourage the discouraged and strengthen those that are weak. Amen. Your tongue has the power to save the lost. That's why Satan wants your tongue. Because of the power to do so much good. Amen. The tongue gives words of repentance and proclaims faith. Amen. And worship that moves heaven and earth. Oh, the power of your tongue. Praise the Lord. God wants your voice. Did He not say that you're my witnesses? Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. God's looking for some voices tonight. Amen. The scripture said in Isaiah when he talked about in the 6th chapter of his visitation of the Lord. Amen. And now he said, I'm a man of unclean lips and dwell in the midst of a nation of unclean lips. And an angel took a tongs from heaven and touched his lips with a live coal. And then he said, here am I, Lord. Send me. Amen. God is looking for a voice. We look back to the word of the Lord and we hear some of God's voices. When men gave their tongue to the Lord. Amen. The Bible said that Joshua was in the middle of a battle. Amen. And it looked like the sun was going to go down before he got the job done. And so he looked up and he lifted up his voice. And he said, "Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou, moon, in the valley of Ajalon." Amen. That was a man's voice. But you know what happened in heaven? Amen. I got a feeling that it caused a commotion up there, Brother Bacon. Angels turned around. They never heard anybody say anything like that before. And they said, "What are we going to do, God?" He said, "Stop the sun. Stop the moon." Amen. "Because my prophet has declared it so." Amen. There's power in our words today. Amen. Now let me tell you something. If you're going to try that, you better have a reason. And you better have a right motive. And it better be more than just showing off. But if you're involved in God's business and you're fighting for the Lord, amen, you're going to have an authority that will come upon you. There's a power that will come upon you. Amen. You'll be able to say things that'll shock you. When the anointing of the Lord comes upon a person, they'll say things later on that'll scare them half to death. They say, "Why in the world did I say that? Amen. Do you know what could have happened to me?" Amen. But when you're in the Holy Ghost, when you're in the Spirit, you can say things. You can command things that will move heaven and affect the earth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God wants your voice. Amen. God's looking for some Esthers here tonight. Amen. Some women that are willing even to hazard their life. Wasn't it Esther? Whenever she said, "I will go to the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish." Amen. I'm sure a little later on she thought about that and thought, "What in the world came upon me to make me say something like that?" Amen. I'm telling you, when Holy Ghost boldness comes, I don't like Mondays. Mondays is when I re-preach what I preached on Sunday. And some of the things I say, I look back and I say, I wish I hadn't said that. I hadn't said that. Amen. And I've had people come up and said, "I'm so glad you said that." Praise the Lord. But please, Holy Ghost, help me. Amen. Fill my mouth with worthwhile stuff. And help me hush when I said enough. Amen. Esther. David. Amen. I love the words of the youth as he marched on to the battlefield. Amen. I love Brother Jack Yount's description of Israel. He said every man in Israel had a suntan. Amen. From the eyes up. That's all that was sticking out was this right here. They were all huddled down and scared to death till David marched on the battlefield. And he said, "You come to me with a spear and a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord God of hosts." Amen. Hallelujah. "How dare you defile the armies of the living God?" And he took his little sling, amen, and he ran it around, and he released the stone, and it smacked him in the forehead. I was reading today, somebody made a comment that David conquered Goliath with 5 stones. No, he didn't. He conquered him with 1 stone. The other 4 was just in case his brothers showed up. Amen. He was going prepared. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so David bore the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord. It wasn't David that slew Goliath. Amen. It was God on his side. It was the name of the Lord through faith in his name. It was God that took the stone and buried it in the forehead of the giant. Amen. But when you speak God's word, you become a partner with God. And God does exceeding wonderful and marvelous things. Amen. I remember the words of the three Hebrew boys that we love, Hananiah and Mishael and Azariah, that would not bow. They sounded the trumpet. Everybody bowed. They said, we're not going to. Amen. And they said, but we're going to try it one more time. And they did. They still didn't bow. Amen. He said, don't you know? He said, one thing I know. Amen. They said, if our God, you can't destroy us unless our God wants you to. Amen. If it's the will of God, we'll die. But if it's not the will of God, we'll live. Boy, that's great faith. May their tribe increase. Amen. We're going to need that kind of faith in these end times, folks. Amen. We're going to have to grow a backbone. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I read today a tweet from somebody, Sharon McKee. She said, we make a lot of excuses for not going to church. The next one, make one. You see how to fly a throne before you make it. If you can make it at the throne before God and it's acceptable there, then it's acceptable. But if it's not acceptable there, you might as well get up, hallelujah, and lift your voice. Amen. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to church. We're going to sing. We're going to praise. Amen. Nothing's going to stop us. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. If it so be, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace, but he will deliver us out of your hand, O King. Amen. You know what? A child of God doesn't have to fear death. Death is not permanent for us. I said death is not permanent for us. As a matter of fact, it's a promotion. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Amen. God has given us a voice. And we need to raise that voice tonight. Hallelujah. God needs a voice. Daniel was aware that his enemies had gone to the king and signed the decree that said if anybody prayed to any other god than the God of Nebuchadnezzar, that he would be thrown into the den of lions. With that knowledge, he opened his window. He didn't keep it secret. He opened his window. He faced toward Jerusalem and he kneeled down and he prayed three times a day just like he had always done. Amen. Did it get him in trouble? Yes. Did God go with him? Yes. Did he get his miracle? Yes. Was God's grace sufficient? Yes. Do we read about Daniel being in the den of lions and delivered today? Yes. Was the king's heart converted? Yes. Oh, because he had a voice. Didn't bow, didn't bend, wouldn't burn. Amen. The lions couldn't eat him. But they could eat the fellows that put him there. Amen. Now we have a saying that I'm as nervous as a lion in a den full of Daniels. Amen. That's really a place to be nervous, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Because Daniel had a voice. He had a voice. And he spake for the Lord. When John the Baptist came, the Bible said he began preaching in the wilderness. He didn't have a lot of sermons, but they were effective. He said, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. Amen. That was kind of his message. Praise the Lord. And God blessed the word of John. And the Bible said that literally cities would empty and people would go out into the desert to hear him preach. Amen. That's anointing. That's his word. Amen. May that happen again in our day. I'm praying today for a hunger for the word of God. How about you? I'm praying that one more time folks will get hungry to hear God's word. Amen. People, and I believe they are. On our website, we're still getting over 500 or 600 hits a week. People coming and listening to sermons. Praise the Lord. We don't know where they are. We don't know where they come from. We don't know how they hear. But they just come and they just hear. Amen. We've had as many as 3,000 people in a day hit our little website looking for the word of the Lord. Praise God. I don't know what God's up to. I don't know what he's doing. He's doing something. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God for that today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so just give God your voice today. Like John did. Like Jesus did. Like the disciples did. Like the apostles did. Amen. I like it. Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The Bible says they went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs, following. Amen. You know, it's interesting, the book of Acts. And the Bible says they filled Jerusalem with their doctrine. You know how they did that? With their voice. They preached. They testified. They praised. They sang. They glorified God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. They lifted up their voice to the Lord. It wasn't just Jerusalem. Amen. It was all Judea. I like it. The Bible said, they didn't mean it as a positive statement, but later on they said, they which have turned the world upside down have come hither also. Amen. Well, they didn't turn the world upside down. They turned it right side up. It was already upside down. Amen. But they did come and they did hear. We read in the Bible that these disciples of Jesus Christ were even in Caesar's household. They wouldn't hush. They couldn't silence their voice. When they killed one, another would take their place. When they had silenced one, somebody else would stand up and preach and somebody else would go on. Amen. I wonder today if anybody's going to take our place here. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm a little concerned sometimes. I look at the United Pentecostal Church when I go to conferences and I see way too many gray-headed men. I don't see enough young men that don't have gray hair on them. Too many old men. I love the elders. Amen. But I want you to know something today. We need somebody to take the place. We need somebody. See, I'm going to lift up my voice. Amen. We've lost a lot of our precious elders and mentors in recent years. Their voices are silent now. We go to conferences and we miss them on our platforms. And we miss their wisdom and we miss their words and we miss their preaching and we miss their praise. Amen. But I tell you what, somebody's going to take their place. Somebody's going to stand up and say, I declare the word of the Lord without fear or favor. Amen. You know what? I believe God's getting an army ready. Hallelujah. I appreciate our young people. We got some preachers here. Amen. We got them all different kinds of ages. Hallelujah. And that's a mighty good thing. Praise the Lord. If I let them all loose, you would never get to hear me preach. And that ain't going to happen. Amen. We're going to let them preach every now and then. Amen. If the itch gets too bad, just get your Bible and go to a street corner somewhere. Praise. I said, get your Bible and go to a streetcomer somewhere. Go to a jail somewhere. Go to a prison somewhere. Go to a hospital somewhere. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just get out there and let your voice be heard. Amen. Praise the Lord. Satan wants our voice today. He's got some of them. Some people that are singing in bars and honky-tonks tonight and nightclubs and concerts and other venues started out on Pentecostal pews. Started out on Pentecostal platforms and Pentecostal choirs. Learned how to sing in an anointed atmosphere. But somewhere they sold out and they gave their voice to the wrong one. Still they sing. They sing with the world's anointing. They sing for the wrong one. They sold out. Amen. Praise the Lord. It concerns me when people want to go too far and they get their priorities up. They get their priorities mixed up. Amen. Music is to glorify God. It's not to glorify a human being. Amen. Praise the Lord. Too many have the attitude of the young Bible college to worship me while I sing. Really mean it. Worship the Lord with me while I sing. You know what I'm talking about. I've heard beautiful voices without an ounce of anointing or worship in it. Because they were not singing for Him. They were singing for them. Amen. You be careful what you do with your voice. God gave it to you. You use it. Use it for His glory. Amen. Find you. You know, God can only use broken people. God can't use arrogant people. God uses broken people. God uses people like Solomon when he said, Lord, I don't even come in or go out. How in the world am I going to lead such a great nation? Humility, brokenness, and God anointed him, and God blessed him, and God honored him, and God gave him the gifts that he needed, job that he sent him to do. Amen. And God will bless you, and God will anoint you, and God will give you gifts that you need to get the job done. But don't ever get the feeling that it's about us. Amen. Praise the Lord. I learned the lesson early. I hope you will too. I had the privilege to preach in quite a large church when I was in Bible college. Quite an honor. And I preached. And I didn't do good at all. Probably one of the worst sermons I ever preached in my life. I filled 8 people with the Holy Ghost while I was sitting over there moaning and groaning because I'd done so badly. I felt so stupid and so small and so ignorant. Amen. Wanting to give up. Meanwhile, God's filling people with the Holy Ghost. I'm over there licking my wounds, discouraged and wanting to throw in a towel. And God's out here doing a great work. You know what He was teaching me? He said, son, I'm not depending on you. I can use a donkey. I can use you. Just stand up there and open your mouth. I'll take care of it. Amen. Just get up there and talk. I can bring some good out of it. I can make some sense out of it. Amen. Now that doesn't mean that you don't prepare yourself. I knew a guy one time, he said, I don't study. I just get up there and God fills my mouth. Yes, He does. A lot of it was this. Some of it was just hot. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible said, study. 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 To show thyself approved unto God. That needeth not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. If you don't want to study, don't preach. If you don't want to prepare, don't preach. If you don't want to put in the preparation and the perspiration, preach. Amen. It's work. It's work. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I'm just saying, God wants your voice. Needs your voice. Amen. The world wants your voice. I'd love to have your voice. There's too many people today that ought to be praising and to be blessing. Amen. They're singing the wrong song for the wrong one. Amen. They're listening to the wrong stuff. They're watching the thing. Amen. God wants your voice. He needs your voice. Everybody here today, He needs your voice. He wants your voice. Amen. Satan wants your voice. Amen. Don't let him have it. Satan can use your voice to discourage somebody. Now, I'm going to preach here just a minute. Are you listening? Well, you remember the CB radio days? You got on? Amen. I said Satan wants your voice to discourage somebody, to tear down somebody, to gossip about somebody, to wound somebody, to destroy somebody. Amen. And if that's what you're involved in, you got the wrong one using your voice. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. You need to be encouraging somebody. So you need to be encouraging somebody. Praise the Lord. Did you know it can tear up your home? Or your voice can build up your home? Did you know that your voice can tear down your mate? Or your voice can build up your mate? Amen. Praise the Lord. You must have seen something good in them. You married them. Now you can use your words to tear it down, or you can use your words to build it up. What are you going to do? You can tear your children down with your word. You can build your children up with your word. What are you going to do? Man, it's up to you. You can build your brothers and sisters up with your word. You can tear them down with your word. What are you going to do? Who are you going to give your voice to? I hope you think about what I'm saying. The next time you're tempted to give somebody a piece of your mind that you can ill afford to lose, I hope you think about what I'm saying. And you think about who you're giving your voice to. I didn't know that was in this lesson, but it was. Woo! Glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give to God what Satan wants the most. Oh, he'd love to have your voice. Amen. The Bible tells a tragic story about a drunken king throwing a party. Brought in his little daughter that was knew how to dance lewd dances. And she came in and won the dance before a bunch of drunken men. And in their drunken stupor, they were all carried away with her dance. And the king said, I'll give you anything for even to half of my kingdom. And she said, I just want one thing. I want the head of John the Baptist on a platter. Now, why did she want that? She wanted his voice. Because John stood up and said to the king, it's not lawful to have your brother's wife. You're living in adultery, sir. Because of that, she wanted his head so she could steal his voice. And the king, regrettably, immediately sent an executioner to John's cell, beheaded, put his head on a platter, put it in the hands of a young girl, silencing, they thought, the voice of a prophet. But little did they know that John had accomplished his ministry. He had done what he came to do. And the Lord said, well, I don't need your voice down here anymore. Let's just take it on up higher. I promise you one thing, John didn't lose his voice. Amen. He's still praising somewhere. He's still worshiping somewhere. He's still glorifying God somewhere. But he did not lose his voice. And I'm going to tell you something else. And neither did Saul, neither did the king get away from his voice. And neither did Salome get away from his voice. And neither did the mother get away from his voice. That voice rang in their ears and dashed against their conscience every day until the day they drew their last breath. They didn't silence the voice. They amplified it. Amen. Thank God for a voice. Thank God for a voice. Amen. The Bible said faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. How do you hear the Word of God? Somebody's got to tell it. You got to hear it from a voice. Some voice has got to get it to you. Amen. That's why the Bible said, how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall he preach and be sent? God is looking for voices. Satan wants your voice tonight. Don't give it to him. Don't give it to him. Give God what Satan wants the most. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's church time. Almost church time. And here it comes. He's saying, you know, you really don't feel like going to church tonight. You can go tomorrow. You can go. You can always go Wednesday. Wednesday night. You can go Wednesday. Don't feel like it. You need to rest in tonight. It's been hard. Things are not going well here. You just really don't need to go to church. You know what he wants? He wants your voice. You get down to pray and the telephone rings. And everything that can go wrong does go wrong. You know why? Because he wants your voice. He doesn't want your praying. He doesn't want your voice praising. He doesn't want your voice worshiping. The Holy Ghost nudges you and he says, I want you to just say a word to that fellow right over there. And you say, you know, I don't know him. Or he don't want to hear anything I've got to say. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you know why? Because he wants your voice. He doesn't want you to witness. Doesn't want you to witness. Doesn't want you to tell anybody. He wants your voice. He wants to steal your voice. He wants to quell your voice and silence your voice. Amen. Praise God. He succeeded in a lot of places. Amen. There are churches where you get in there and you can hear a pin drop. They're not going to be any praise because he got their voice. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. There's not going to be any hand clapping. Amen. There's not going to be any running aisles. There's not going to be any Pentecostal war whoops. You've heard those, haven't you? My mom was good at it. She embarrassed the daylights out of me when I was a kid. Before I got the Holy Ghost, she could do it. Woo! Woo! Just get going. Her little gray hair snapping every direction. Bobby pins flying. Amen. She, man. And every time she'd do this, it's like somebody sticking a knife in me. Conviction. Holy Ghost conviction. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for people that won't give their voice to Satan. They're going to give their voice to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody, you know how they start up? They say, well, you know, service is just, I don't know, just something's a little wrong, a little off, don't you think? Amen. And you're supposed to say, yeah, I've been noticing that. Amen. Something must be wrong. Amen. You better watch it. Watch who you give your voice to. Amen. You need to say, well, maybe it's time for a prayer meeting. Amen. Why don't you and I go to the church and let's just pray together? Amen. Let's not sit here and discuss everything we think's wrong and everybody we think's wrong. Amen. Let's not give our voice to somebody else. Let's take it to the Lord. Let's give our voice in prayer. Let's give our voice in praise. Let's give our voice in repentance. Let's give our voice in worship. Amen. That's what the devil's looking for. He wants your voice. He wants to tear down. He wants to destroy. He wants to discourage. He wants to dampen. Don't let him do it. Don't let him do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I said in the beginning of this thing that the devil doesn't know what you're thinking. He can't read your thoughts. Now, we'll say that he can read your face. Amen. You know what I think would be a good idea? Maybe we could schedule for somebody to sit on the platform every service and look out there. Sometimes you come out here to get started with a service, and I tell you what, it's scary. Man, everybody in the congregation lost somebody to death this week. Amen. Praise, you know what I'm talking about, Brother Bacon? You come out and everybody's like, amen. We got to sing. That's why they say, come on, folks, let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Get a smile face. So the devil will wonder what you've been up to. He won't know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Get to praising, worshiping, praying, repenting. And you'll have revival. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's give God what the devil wants the most. Anybody want to do that tonight? Anybody going to lift up your voice? Any praise? Anybody ready to pray? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. When the devil comes a knocking, showing you an easy way, stand right square on your feet. Throw your head in the air. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lift up your voice. Amen. Begin to praise. Begin to worship. Begin to sing. Talk in tongues. Hallelujah. Give God your voice. Let's stand together. Praise the Lord. It's time to give God our voice. Amen. When should I do that, Brother Grissom? Every voice, every word you're going to speak. Amen. Give it to God. But if I'm talking to my children, that's okay. Give them godly counsel. Let them hear good things. Now, I'm not saying that you can't correct your kids. I'm not talking about this little thing that you've got to worry about their little self-image. And, oh, I can't say anything negative, my child, because I don't ever want them to ever be discouraged. We got some trying to be nice. Trying to find a word here. people running our educational system that don't understand life. While we can't put an X on somebody's paper, we can't give anybody a failing grade. You know what life does? Life's about passing and failing. Amen. It don't cut you any slack. Praise the Lord. I said it don't cut you any slack. Amen. You get out there and you get ready to get a job. Amen. They're not going to pat you on the back when you do wrong and say, that's all right, honey. Amen. You just sit right over there in the chair and take a little nap. We're going to pay you anyway. You're fired! Amen. Praise God. They want somebody that knows how to do something. Amen. They don't want somebody saying, that's not my job. Amen. They want somebody that'll say, yeah, I'll do it. Amen. All pays the same. It's team effort. Let's get it done. Yeah, amen. I'm a little concerned about some of our kids today. Amen. We got to make sure we give them the right voice, don't we? You need to correct them, but make it the right kind of correction. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, stupid. Amen. Just like their father. Or the mother. I'm preaching a little bit here now. No, you don't do that. That's a wrong voice right there. You gave it to the wrong one right there.
Amen.
Instead you say, I'm a little disappointed. I know you can do better than that. You can do better than that. We're going to do this over. Because you can do better than that.
Amen.
You see, that does both things. It encourages them. It lets them know they didn't do good enough. It lets them know, but it also lets them know you have confidence they can do better. Amen. I'm going to help you. We're going to do better than this. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's not give the devil our voice. Amen. Let's give it to the Lord. Let's give Him praise. Let's give Him worship in our homes. Amen. On our jobs. In our hood, in our... Just give God your voice. 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 Amen. I'm going to close with this. Honest. Some years ago, California, a school invited an atheist to come to the school. For 45 minutes, he stood before a collective assembly of students and tried to tear down everything that church and their parents had taught them about God and creation. He stood there saying all of his things, and suddenly one little Pentecostal girl had all she could take. And she just started singing with her little old voice. And she started singing, I shall know Him. I shall know Him. When by His side at last I will stand. I shall know Him. I shall know Him. By the prints of the nails in His hands. And she sang it. And another student started singing it. And another student started singing it. And it wasn't long before that whole congregation of students rose to their feet. And their voices were singing, I shall know Him. I shall know Him. And at last, by His side, I shall stand. I shall know Him. I shall know Him by the prints of the nail scars in His hands. That old wicked, vile atheist trying to destroy the faith of God fumed and stormed off of the stage in total defeat, all because one little Pentecostal girl, one little high school student couldn't help herself. And then the Lord just put a little word in her mouth and just started talking and singing. Amen. That's what I'm talking about here today. Amen. I shall know Him. I shall know Him. When at last by His side I shall stand. Oh, I shall know Him. I shall know Him by the prince of the nails in His hands. Oh, I shall know
Him. I shall know Him.
When at last by His side I shall stand. Oh, I shall know Him. I shall know Him. By the prints of the nails scarred in His hands. Oh, I shall know him. I shall know him when at redeemed by his side I shall stand. Oh, I shall know
him. I shall know him by the prince of the male.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He needs some voices tonight. Would you give him yours? I said, would you give him yours? Would you give him yours? How many are going to give the Lord your voice tonight? Amen. Would you march down here to this altar and lift up your voice and say, Jesus, here's my voice. Here's my voice. God, use it. Use it in the church. Use it at home. Use it in the school. Use it in the marketplace. Use it on my job. Use it in my prayer time. Use it when I'm teaching my children. Use it when I'm talking to my spouse. Use my voice, Lord. Help me to build my home up with it. Help me to build up my children with it. Help me to build up my church with it. Help me to build up my brothers and sisters with it. Help me to build up my pastor with it. Help me to build up everybody, everywhere I go. Take my voice, O Lord, and use it tonight for your glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes,
Jesus. Lord, I'm going to lift you up. As long as I have a breath, Lord, I'm going to lift you up.
Yes.
No matter what the rest of the world may do,
oh,
as long as I have
him
breath to
tonight.
Sing for you,
give him praise,
Lord,
tonight.
I'm gonna lift
Amen.
You up.
Brother Bacon was talking about at the beginning of this service that sometimes you have to make a sacrifice of praise. That's when it means the most, is when you don't feel like singing, but you sing anyway. And you don't feel like praying, but you pray anyway. And you don't feel like praising, but you praise anyway. Oh, yes, Lord. I'm going to lift my voice. I'm going to lift my voice. I'm going to lift my voice, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Help me not to be silent, Lord. Give me wisdom. Give me words.
Lord, I'm going to lift
Hallelujah.
You up.
Just said that we would be brought before councils in the end time. But we are not
as
to fear for in that
I
hour.
Rest,
you would give
Lord,
us the right words to say.
No
you would fill
what,
our mouth
the
with the right thing.
Do,
but help us to have a voice.
Have
God, don't let
you,
me lose my voice.
Lord, I'm gonna lift
don't let
you
persecution
up.
Steal my voice.
Lord, I'm gonna
don't
lift
let carnality steal my voice.
As long
don't
as
let worldliness steal my voice. Don't let anger steal
no
my voice. Don't let discouragement steal my voice. Don't let disappointment steal my voice. Don't let death steal my voice. Don't let anything silence me, O Lord, or cause me to give my voice to the wrong one for the wrong reason. At the wrong
no matter
time.
What the rest of the world would do, as long as I have breath to sing for you, Lord, I'm gonna lift you up. Lord, I'm gonna lift you up. As long as I have breath, Lord, I'm gonna lift you up. No matter what the rest of the world would do, as long as I have breath to sing. I'm gonna lift you up.
Hallelujah. touch them with that coal of fire.
Amen.
Come off the altars of heaven. More than eloquence. Jesus, we just need love and compassion. We need to know how to speak the truth in love. Amen. With the right motive. With the right spirit. With the right attitude. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we'll shout it. Sometimes we'll whisper. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes we'll say it with tears. Sometimes we'll say it with dancing and rejoicing. God, help us always to be a mouthpiece. Hallelujah. Give us the wisdom to know our audience. Help us to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost, God. Amen. So you can give us favor. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Oh, I pray for wisdom tonight. I pray for discernment tonight. God, I pray for humility tonight in my own heart, and so that always I'll not speak with arrogance. I'll not speak with pride.
I will praise you for the
help me, God, not to lace my words with pride, but always to dress them with humility. Let there be anointing. Let there be power. Let the word of the Lord Jesus dwell richly in us tonight. Hallelujah. Help us to change our world with your word. We need to change our schools with the word of God. We can change this city with the word of God. We can change our homes with the word of God. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Amen. We can change everything about us by changing our voice. Being careful who we give it to.
Even though my eyes can't see, I will praise you for the victory. I will sing, I will dance, I will praise you in advance for the victory. For the victory. In the darkness, still I will sing. Even though my eyes can't see, I know you're here. I feel your hand. Just help me through this. Give me strength to stand. Oh, yet in the darkness, still I will see. Even though my eyes can't see, I will praise you for the victory.